But there's too much going on. The sizzling summer sideshow, we had to come in and talk about it. As the Donald trumped the shark, new allegations out today that may or may not undermine his campaign, but we'll find out. Mike Huckabee doubling down on his own trumping the Trump comments. Mm-hmm. And are you watching I Am Kate, the new Jenner reality show? Good ratings, and do you think it's working? We'll talk about that, lots more too. Inspiration to Action Challenge, some great music along the way. And we'll get you in the mix if you're listening live. It is Tuesday, July 28th, 9 a.m. out west, 11 central, noon here in the east. Number up and running in slow-mo, because you can't go too fast with this weather. 347-857-4505. Hey, don't forget about our bustling 24/7 Twitter feed, so chime in when it's convenient for you at AB Rights. The show today being brought to you in part by J.P. Morgan. Let's make every investor better off. Also by Kellogg's Special K Red Berries. Eat better to live better. And by Audiophile, from music to books to podcasts, to rest your ears with everything you want to hear at Audiophile. I don't know about you, but from the weather to the hot topics, we're revving up for another heat wave. Grab a cold one and welcome aboard the Iced Coffee Clutch edition of the 80s at Dark Beach Show.
Burning. my neck's getting dirty and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, if that's all night. Just like the heat, it'll be all right. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
Too, a great version of the old North End Vandellos classic, Heat Wave. How you surviving your heat wave? How are you? Trumpapalooza, boy, the Donald Trump story continues to intrigue. He continues to be huge, his words, in the polls. I think the latest national poll, 24% of Republicans are leaning towards him, which means, of course, close to 80% are not, but that's another matter. Big debate next week, Thursday. He will be center stage for sure. We'll see what other nine Republican contenders will flank him on that stage. But a big story came out just last night, late yesterday in the Daily Beast, an article about a 30-year-old rape allegation lodged against Donald Trump by his ex-wife, Ivana Trump, back during their divorce. She has since walked it back, said that she it was a false allegation. His lawyer made some more controversy when he issued a statement, this guy Michael Cohen, essentially saying Donald Trump didn't rape anybody, but even if he had, there's no such thing as marital rape. In other words, you can rape your wife. Not true, by the way. There is such a thing as marital rape, and you can be prosecuted for that. The lawyer, by the way, this morning came out again and took back his comments and kind of said he was inarticulate in his comments because, as a husband and a father, topics like racism and rape really hurt me to the core. Donald Trump, for his part, I don't think has said anything yet about this. They were kind of distancing themselves from the lawyer at one point, saying he doesn't speak for me, but I don't think he actually said anything yet. We'll see if he does or if this will actually hurt him. Or do you think it will blow back on the Daily Beast and the media in general and people will say, well, there they go, they're trying to attack our guy? Because everything seems to be like, he's almost like Bill Clinton in that way. He's like Teflon. Bad stuff comes at him, and there's lots of bad stuff, I'm sure, that will come at him, as with all candidates, and especially Donald Trump, who has given the media such fodder, especially in New York, and he has survived the New York media with a plum, and occasionally a peach and a pear, too. We'll see what happens. It's an intriguing story for sure. I'll give you some more thoughts about why I think Donald Trump is doing so well for now and what it says about the electorate, particularly the hot-headed Republican base, a bit later. But I'd like your views weigh in at the Twitter feed at AB Writes, phone line 347-857-4505. People are already getting hot and bothered about this. James says, is anyone really surprised that Trump has a lawyer that would apologize for saying something stupid? Yeah, interesting. Where's that funny one? Aurora Fernando says, when Trump becomes president, he will reorder the presidents to make him number one. Who needs the other losers? Intriguing indeed. Weigh in. Twitter feed AB Writes. Phone line 347-857-4505. Only in America. We have such a story. Weigh in.
Only in America. Can a guy from anywhere go to sleep a pauper and wake up a millionaire? Oh, only in America, oh, can a kid without a cent, oh, get a break and maybe grow up to be president.
Only in America, land of opportunity, yeah, would a classy girl like you fall for? Washing cars, take a giant step and reach right up and pop the stop. In America, would a dream like this come true? Would a guy like me start with nothing and end up with you?
Gotta stop thinking so negative, son.
Mr. Trump.
I wonder what Trump's game is this time.
Trump's got a new game.
Trump's got a new deal.
What's your game now?
Heard about Trump's new deal?
What?
Trump has a new game. What is it?
Mr. Trump,
my new game is Trump, the game. Trump.
the game, where you deal for everything you ever wanted to own. Because it's not whether you win or lose, it's whether you win.
Yes!
Play Trump, the game, from Milton Bradley.
I think he'll like it.
Worry my pet, you just talk, talk too much. You talk about people that you don't know. You talk about people wherever you go. You just talk, talk too much. You talk about people that you never seen. You talk about can make me scream. You just talk, talk too much.
Celebrity and super mega wealthy rich real estate mogul and your next president, Donald Trump. Holy crap, I have fans. That's amazing. See me after the show for your check. Before I say too much, I need to address my recent remarks about the evil Mexicans. Now, obviously, not all Mexicans are bad. Some are okay. Like the ones who mow my hair. Now, my campaign for president is going to be the most amazing, wonderful, grandest thing ever in my own mind. I indicated, and there are rumors, that I paid people $50 to attend the campaign announcement. But see, look, I've already started creating jobs. Now, when I am your president, I have a very important three major things that I'm going to do. First, this is why I'd be a great president. Number one, hottest first lady ever. Okay, no. Number two, casinos in all government buildings. I would put slot machines in the U.S. Capitol building, but it's already full of craps. Cha-ching, okay. Number three, I may not be able to eliminate the national debt, but I'll at least comb it over. And number four, I know I said three, but four. I do everything bigger and better. Number four, I will change the name of the presidential aircraft to Air Force One. Yep. So vote for me, Donald Trump, or you're fired.
Capital Stetson there, Jake, on the Donald and his big, huge campaign. On the Amy Beth Arkuey Show, also Joe Jones. You talk too much, you think? CCR's Fortunate Son and Jane the Americans, Only in America. Plus, Trudy and the gang rooted around and found an old commercial for Trump the board game back, I think it was 1989. Wow, this guy's been around for a long time and not doing well in the polls for now in terms of leading the Republican pack, but in terms of unfavorable...
Survey said...
Not so good. 80% of Democrats do not have a favorable opinion of Donald Trump. 54% of independents, no go. 42% of Republicans, also unfavorable. Not too bad with the Republicans, I guess. But that makes it about a 58-59% average of people who do not think favorably of the Donald. Speaking of unfavorables, though, Hillary Clinton is also kind of wavering. Have you noticed? The longer she campaigns, the more hard and favorables are also lopsided in a recent poll. It's a trustworthy issue, and again, I have to say, and I'm a supporter, but did she bring this on herself? I have to ask this, because this whole business with the independent server is coming back to haunt her. There's probably no there, but it is the look of impropriety that gets you every time, and the Clintons have been around this political block long enough to know that. I do not get it. Of course, a lot of people are now saying, does the old great lady have a thing against the Clintons? We're talking about the New York Times, which is the standard bearer newspaper, which has taken a lot of hits lately in terms of credibility and reporting, etc. But it's also thought of as a liberal bastion, but yet they've often taken pot shots at the Clintons, or so it seems. They had a story that they had to walk back big time and basically take down that Hillary Clinton was being criminally investigated because of this whole server business. That's not true, apparently. And, of course, with everything going online now and the way they check sources and it's all about speed and getting the story out there and up there, they had some problems. And, of course, they had to walk it back, take it back. Corrections were made kind of intermittently until the whole story went off the boards. So there's some question there in terms of the media. And, you know, they always say the Republicans and conservatives want to say that the media has a liberal bias, but maybe not so much. I don't know. Do they have an anti-Clinton bias? You wouldn't think so. But there are those who contend that may be the case with the New York Times. It's a very intriguing development. But Hillary Clinton, I don't know. Can she make it to the long haul, or will she have some more of these unforced errors? And who do they have warming up in the bullpen? Now, Bernie Sanders is doing great. And frankly, Bernie Sanders, in some cases, appeals to the same sense of outrage that Donald Trump does, and that's much to Bernie's chagrin. In fact, I had a chat with someone at a coffee shop recently who said, I'm leaning in the direction of either Bernie Sanders or Donald Trump. And I said, well, those are two different places to go, because clearly Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump come from two very different spheres of political ideology, although I'm not really sure where Donald Trump comes from, and that's part of his issue. But Bernie definitely has, even though he's been in the Senate and Congress for a long time, has kind of an outsider status because he identifies as a socialist, which is pretty brave and bold, the only one in the Senate who does that, although, of course, he votes with the Democrats and is running in the Democratic primary. But he does have some definite positions on domestic issues anyway. I'm not sure where he would stand on the international stage. That's another topic. But he definitely has he does have more substance to him than just style, where Donald Trump is strictly style, and he strictly is, like I say, the national id or the Republican Party id, where it's just this unfiltered, undisciplined sense of outrage and vitriol that just comes spewing out of him. He's like a walking embodiment of a comment section on a political website, you know, where people just say whatever the heck they want to say with no consequences. That's who Donald Trump is, and that's why he appeals to so many people. But he really doesn't have any policies, per se, to lean on. So when somebody tells me they're leaning in those directions, I think, well, it's really the style they're going after, that there are two people who seem to be authentic, who are just saying it. They're not guarded like Hillary Clinton. They're not well slick like a lot of politicians seem to be, and everybody doesn't trust that. So that's where he gets his where's the attraction, I think, so far. We'll see how it plays out. At the Twitter field, a lot of people chiming in about these so-called rape allegations. It does turn out, though, Ivana Trump, by the way, as I said, she walked it back. She says they're great friends. They have raised three kids they're proud of. And by the way, she added, I think he would be an incredible president. So Ivana's on Team Trump for sure. Gail says, yeah, Ivana Trump says he'd be great. Is he like the Incredible Hulk? Maybe. Richard says, Trump is such an idiot. I remember he built a building on the east side of New York City that cast a shadow a mile on. Well, that sounds like very Trumpian, doesn't it? Trumpian, there's a good word for you. It's crazy. Donald Trump will flame out. Question is when and how? So says Tanya. Yeah, that is a good question. I don't know. Trump appeals to inner greed and outrage. This is Tyler. All right. Well, a lot of people have opinions of Donald Trump. What's yours? Reach out via Twitter, AB Wright's phone line, too, if you're listening live on Tuesday, July 28th, 347-857-4505. As for Hillary, she may regret that independent server and go back to writing her blue letters by hand.
Got time to take a fast train. Lonely days.
private letter sent to Hillary Clinton in that infamous private server email account. On the Amy Beth Berkley Show from the Box Tops and Fleetwood Mac. Weigh in on anything and everything via Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505. Folks, still talking Trump. It is pretty crazy. Apologies from politicians and would-be politicians are about as sincere as their campaign promises, so says Juliana, I guess talking about his lawyer's comments about the so-called rape allegation many years ago. Lori says, so not only is Trump afflicted with diarrhea of the mouth, it seems that his lawyer, Michael Cohen, has the same condition. Well, yeah, you think like attracts like, if you know what I'm saying. A lot of people reaching out and talking about it, but as I said, Ivana has walked it back. She says the allegations were false, and she does support him and thinks he would make a great president. We'll see. Meanwhile, while he's sucking up all the oxygen in the room and on the media stage, a lot of the candidates are trying to out-Trump Trump. Lindsey Graham last week, who is not going to make it on the debate stage, sorry, Lindsey, although he's kind of funny, and he's coming to his own in a way. He's polling like 1 or 2%, I think, so it's not going to happen. But last week, he called Trump a jackass on Morning Joe regarding his disparaging comments on John McCain. And Trump retaliated by calling Lindsey Graham an idiot and promptly giving out his cell phone number to a crowd. So Lindsey Graham pulled a prank of his own, destroyed his cell phone in a blender, and put it on YouTube. Ted Cruz, I think it was Ted Cruz or was it Rand Paul? See, I'm getting them all mixed up now. One of them set fire to the tax code. And Mike Huckabee, of course, one of the most outrageous of them all, made some very inflammatory comments, which he refused to walk back, by the way, regarding the Iranian deal and the Holocaust. He said that President Obama was leading Israel to the ovens. Ouch. Listen, a lot of people don't like this deal with Iran, and we're not sure if it's going to really play out, including Jewish groups, Israelis, pro-Israel groups, etc. But a slew of Jewish groups and pro-Israel groups have called on Mike Huckabee to take those comments back and apologize. He has refused to do so. So he's not only playing the Holocaust card, he's doubling down on it. I think it's outrageous, by the way, and I'm not sure about this Iranian deal. But, you know, you're not looking at the fine points. You're not really looking at the deal carefully or what went into it, the machinations. I do think Iran is not an honest broker, and I think it's tough to trust them on anything. On the other hand, you got to do the best you can if you're dealing on the diplomatic stage, and maybe this is the best deal they can get. Maybe not. I don't know. But you also have to take into account they have world support at stake. It's not just the U.S. There's a consortium of other countries that are involved. So I think we have to look at it more carefully, and I don't have enough information to really weigh in on whether I think it's a good or my knee-jerk reaction is not a great plan. But I want to know more about it before I completely deride it. But I think that it behooves all of us to take a look at it carefully, and certainly the politicians and the people in Washington. The Congress does have their vigorous 60-day or 90-day examination of this, and hopefully they're doing it. Better to do that than stunt with all this nonsense and make comments that don't make sense and are just there to get attention. Well, he got his attention, but I think it's inflammatory, and he may sway some people, and he doesn't care because I guess he's appealing to a particular base of the party. He's trying to court that evangelical vote, which, you know, you think he would have locked up, although there are a few other candidates vying for it, and it's not a big enough base to get him the nomination, let alone the entire presidency. But he's out there and he's doing it, and I think he's an ugly person. He comes off at first blush as a kinder, gentler, conservative type, and that he's really friendly, but if you read his works, if you read some of his comments he's made, if you hear him speak, he has time after time, and he's run a few times, and he's also, of course, had a TV and a radio show in the past, said some really outrageous things that are mean-spirited and bigoted and pretty outrageous, and he needs to be called on them. So I'm calling him on them. I hope you are, too. Reach out your comments, Mike Huckabee, Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, anything else, at the Twitter feed, AB Wright's phone line, 347-857-4505. As we shift gears to the new reality sensation, I Am Kate on E! Apparently the ratings dominated Sunday night cable ratings anyway, at least for the first show. Did you watch it? I did, just out of curiosity. And I have to say, I'm a Kardashian virgin, having never watched the Keeping Up with Kardashian shows or any of their spinoffs. But I was curious about this because they said that they were handling it in a classy way. It was going to be more of a documentary style to it. And I have mixed feelings about it. I mean, part of me, as a cynical side, says it's a craven attempt to gain recognition and some big bucks from something that is so personal. And I know some people say, well, if she wanted to transition, she should just have done it privately and quietly. And I'm kind of thinking that may be possible. I'm leaning in that camp, although considering the world in which Bruce Jenner and now Caitlyn Jenner reside, maybe that wasn't possible. And they would have to come out with something. I don't know. I don't believe, as some people have said, the whole thing is a stunt. No, I don't think that at all. I don't think anybody would go through all this. The surgeries, the makeovers, there's clearly authenticity in terms of the transition and the pain that Bruce Jenner suffered throughout his life and struggles with gender identity, and I don't at all doubt that. I just don't know that showcasing it on a cheesy reality show, and maybe it's not cheesy, but any kind of reality show is not really the way to go. As I said before, though, maybe they have no choice because they live in such a weird, rarefied, 24/7 paparazzi kind of universe that... It's just the way it goes. I don't know. It seemed to me they had a kind of a bifurcated show. The first part of it was a lot of primping, and then he talked to his mom, and that did seem authentic. The mother got to be deep in her 80s or 90s, right? I mean, she was struggling with this whole thing and having a difficult with the pronouns. She had they had a therapy session with someone who came over, with the sisters as well. And I think, somebody commented, she looks better than the sisters, as is often the case because there's so much surgery and makeup involved. Although some of those close-up shots, I will say she does look great, but she does look like one of those older ladies who's had a lot of work and kind of looks odd. Not younger, but just kind of odd. And because she looks odd and so many other people are in that vein, they kind of look like the new normal in a way. But then they had a switch where she's now becoming an advocate for transgender youth, and she reached out to a family where a young transgender child committed suicide. And, was it moving? I don't know. Somebody had said to me who had seen it earlier, a preview, that it was a very moving scene. I didn't think so. It kind of rang hollow to me that it was sort of reaching out because it's the thing to do, and it's the thing to justify this show and all the money I'm going to make from this show and the notoriety that I'm going to get from it. I kind of felt that way a little bit in the Diane Sawyer interview, which I found fascinating, and I had a lot of compassion towards Bruce, now Caitlyn Jenner, in that. But when the comment came that he said at the time, and he was still identifying as a he at that point, we're going to change the world with this show, I kind of had a very cynical reaction to that because I think you're putting yourself in a very high pedestal. It seemed a little bit like self-aggrandizement to me. She may, in fact, change the world, change somebody's world and help some people. That's true. There's another show on TLC, which I think may actually be more impactful to young people going through this. It's called I Am Jazz, about a young teenager, I think 14 years old, transgender youth. And that may actually speak to the challenges that young people are facing, as opposed to a 65-year-old transgender woman who finally made that transition later in life. I don't know who that really speaks to except herself and telling her own story. And there's nothing wrong with that. I just don't know if this is the right platform and if it doesn't feel a little staged and a little opportunistic. That's my take. What's yours via Twitter? AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505. Lots of folks chiming in about this as well. Brenda says, I am Kate. I am fake. That one says it all, right? Patricia says, caught the premiere, not watching it again. Okay, ouch. Other people, though, say, Tim says, Kim and Khloe Kardashian shown clashing with Caitlyn Jenner on I Am Kate preview, very uncomfortable to watch. I didn't really see it that way too much. I know Kim was going through her closet in her clothes. Some of the kids, I guess, are having problems with it. She does say that a couple of them have not come around since she's made the transition, so maybe they've called her, but they haven't shown up to see her, and maybe they feel awkward with it. It's difficult. To some. Raven Simone in The View, somebody pointed out, said that she wasn't too happy with it and also talked about the opportunism. There you go. Jeff says, changing lives? I doubt it. Feels phony to me. Other people, though? Kenny says, let her be the new Jenner. N says, Caitlyn is so beautiful. Honesty, authenticity, and dignity, so says Melissa B. All right, well, there you go. So there are people that are on her side. I'm on her side, too, and I think it is brave to come out and admit it, and I also think when you live in that rarefied celebrity world, if you're doing something as bold and audacious as this, you can't really hide from the world with it. So maybe she really has no choice but to get out there and do a show. I don't know. Reach out, continue. I can't say I'm going to continue watching it, though, but I'd like to continue hearing from you at AB Wright's on the Twitter feed, phone line 347-857-4505. Here's a snippet of her insights.
I was probably at the games because I was running away from a lot of things. Very, very proud of the accomplishment. I don't want to diminish that accomplishment. The last few days of doing this shoot was about my life and who I am as a person. It's not about the fanfare. It's not about people cheering in the stadium. It's not about going down the street and everybody giving you that a boy, Bruce, pat on the back. Okay? This is about your life. Bruce always had to tell a lie. He was always living that lie. Every day, he always had a secret from morning till night. Caitlin doesn't have any secrets. Soon as the Vanity Fair cover comes out, I'm free.
On the Amy Bethurkiewicz Show, people gotta be free from Young Rascals and Caitlyn Jenner in her own words following that Vanity Fair photo shoot. Your opinions? Weigh in. AB writes on the Twitter feed, 347-857-4505 on the phone lines. We got one of those rare tin can moments with us. Hey, welcome to the show.
Hi there. Just wanted to say that I'm enjoying the show, but I just want you to know that as far as that Caitlyn Jenner is concerned, that's really unbelievable, that whole show.
Okay, what do you mean by that?
I have nothing against the fact that she's he, she, shim is more comfortable being a woman, but I think that as far as being a spokesperson for the transgender community is really a crock, because I think she wants to really just make money. It's the most ridiculous show, what they put the mother through and the sisters. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was really ridiculous.
Now, do you think it's possible that they felt there was no other way around it because, let's face it, they live in this rarefied kind of celebrity bubble where if you're going to make this kind of dramatic transition, everybody's going to know about it. So at least this way she and her people can control it the way they want to tell the story? Or do you think, you know, rather than being exploited herself by the media,
well,
and other outlets?
I don't think that they're going to be able to control it. I really don't. They're already this Kim Kardashian, who was there, yes, on the beginning show, going through the closet and everything, and she's already, it's going to be the preview or what have you for the next show, is that she's going to have a big to-do with him. I mean, it's ridiculous. You know, that's the way they are, and that's what they do, and I think that the media, you know, gets a kick out of the whole thing, like they do with Trump the Clown. But that's the way it goes today, it seems. But I, you know, I have nothing against the fact that she's more comfortable being, you know, a female. But I don't think that she's going to be great as a spokesperson continuously for that community.
Yeah, you think it might be another case of convenient courage? All of a sudden, at 65, I'm now ready to come out so I can help other people. Is that kind of what you're thinking?
Yeah, I think so. That's the way I feel about it. But thanks for keeping us posted on all these things. It's important.
Okay. We're having a good time doing it. Thanks so much for the call. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Stay cool. Yeah, well, a lot of people are cynical about it. I kind of am, too, I think. You know, I don't know. I got mixed feelings. I don't think I'm going to keep watching it, though, because I got to take reality TV out of my diet, if you know what I mean. Reach out. Your opinion. AB writes in the Twitter feed, 347-857-4505. Speaking of reality, a lot of people who were kind of cheating on their spouses got some big reality check last week when the Ashley Madison cheaters website got hacked. Uh-oh. Some awkward conversations, I suspect, at the dinner table that night.
Okay, you need to chill out, little girl.
Never make a pretty woman your wife. And stay off that Ashley Madison site, will you? Our lips are sealed from the Go-Go's and You Little Trustmaker from the Times. Ouch, a couple of awkward nights, I'm sure, for cheaters worldwide. Some people are open about it, though, right? If you have an open marriage, maybe that works. Who knows? Reach out via Twitter. AB writes, I am Kate is still a big topic. Dondi chiming in. Hey, great to have you back, AB. Love your commentary and the tunes, but not watching the show. Not into Kate or reality TV. All right, there you go, Donnie. Sybil says, I am Kate, fake to the max. But Lonnie says, I think she's beautiful. Let her be, let her be, indeed. So different views. And I say let her be, too. I'm just not convinced about the show, but it's out there, and do with it what you will. Not watching, I suspect. But you never know. Sometimes I get lured in. Once I see it, I'm in. I don't know. We'll see. Hey, the Inspiration Action Challenge success story today. Allison in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, says she's working on a novel, and she says, short and sweet, you helped me get my groove back. Thank you so much. Well, thank you, Allison, and congratulations. Keep going and keep us posted. If the Inspiration Action Challenge has worked for you, by all means, reach out. I'd love to give you a pat on the back. Go to the website, amybetharkawee.com, and tell us your story. It's also the place to go if you need some cajoling in that department. We'll give you a little primer on the challenge and other creativity coaching, counseling questions. First conversation, always on me. Give me a couple of weeks to get in touch, and we'll do it. It's amybetharkawee.com, easy access via the Twitter feed. And that's also the place if you want to share your stories with the world, because we're booking for a very invigorating fall season. Fast and Furious, the book is getting filled up by a Trudy and company, so get into it. We're looking for compelling storytellers from authors to filmmakers, musicians to theater folks, social commentators too, as well as justice and personal growth experts. Reach out, website, amybetharkawee.com, and we'll see about getting you on the Media Bites award-winning show, dubbed an empowering and entertaining tour de force. We try, indeed. Some notables that we lost in the last week or so, Theodore Bickel passed away, the noted actor and folk musician, star of Fiddler on the Roof, among others. He was 91 years old. Ingrid Cishi, a cultural diazon and editor for places like Art Forum and most notably Interview Magazine, passed away. Only 63, suffered from an illness for a while. And also, I just learned, a fellow Sarah Lawrence graduate many years before I graduated, but so many notables came out of that school. And speaking of Sarah Lawrence, a former professor and the man who gave my commencement speech when I graduated oh so many years ago. E.L. Doctorow passed away, the great American author of so many books, broke out in the 70s with Billy Bathgate, of course, Book of Daniel, and Ragtime, which became an international bestseller, also became a movie and then a musical. His last book, I think, was written just, came out just last year. He passed away at the age of 84 after suffering from lung cancer. Fascinating guy, great sense of humor, too. Had a comment, I just found this out last week, writing about his childhood as a writer. He writes, I was given the name Edgar because my father loved the work of Edgar Allan Poe. Actually, he liked James Fenimore Cooper, too. In fact, he liked a lot of bad writers. But I am consoled because Poe is our greatest bad writer. Just a few years ago, I said to my aged mother, did you and Dad realize you were naming me after an alcoholic, drug-addicted, delusional paranoid with strong necrophilic tendencies? Edgar, she replied, that's not funny. It was kind of funny. He's also, as many writers are noted for, admitting that writing is difficult, or was difficult for him. Give a listen to this.
You know, writing is very difficult. Thomas Mann said, a writer is a person who finds writing difficult. And I can tell you a story about that. When my little girl, one of my children, was in the first grade, and I was having breakfast, she came and put a pad and pencil down on the table. She'd been absent the previous day, and she asked me to write an absence note. And she was standing there in her rain slicker, waiting in the bus, in her lunchbox, and the bus would be along shortly. So I said, wrote, Dear Mrs. So-and-so, my daughter Caroline, and then I thought, well, of course she's my daughter, Caroline. Who else would be writing a note except the parents? So I tore that page off. And I started again. Please excuse Caroline. And I thought, why am I asking you to excuse my daughter? She didn't commit a crime. She had a lousy virus. And I tore that page off. And this went on for a while. And I looked up, and there was a pile of papers on the floor. And the child was crying, and the bus outside was blowing its horn. And my wife said, I can't believe this. I can't believe this. She scribbled off something and sent the child out. Writing is difficult, especially the short forms.
Well, write it down, people. Write it down.
That
John on the Abby Beth Arkowitz Show as we remember E.L. Doctorow. And, of course, Elton John singing about his collaboration with his longtime collaborator, Bernie Taupin, from the Captain Fantastic and the Brown Dirt Cowboy album, writing on the Abby Beth Arkowitz Show. And, of course, writing is difficult, especially for writers. Ironic how that works out, right? Because you're worried about how it comes out, where a lot of other people, like E.L. Doctorow described in his clip, his wife would just dash off the note, oh, for goodness sakes, just write it. She's not coming in today. Interesting, indeed. Hey, reach out via Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505. Nixie, one of our hardier regulars, chiming in. Almost missed the show, so glad I didn't. By the way, not watching Kate. Okay. Shay says, really enjoying the show. Thanks for doing it. You're welcome, Shay. Thanks for tagging along for the ride. And don't forget, if you miss any of the shows, they're all archived for podcasts. You can follow the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show at the Blog Talk Radio site. Episodes can be downloaded there, also at iTunes, NetNow, and my website, amybetharkowitz.com. So a couple of noted anniversaries coming up. Yesterday, in fact, was the 75th birthday of one of our most beloved animated characters. Happy birthday, Bugs Bunny!
Now it's duck hunting season. Faster is an investigated fabrication. It's wabbit season. Duck season. Wabbit season. Duck season. Wabbit season. Duck season. Wabbit season. Wabbit season. Duck season. Wabbit season. I say it's duck season, and I say fire! Let's try that again. Okay, I'll start it this time. Right. Wabbit season. Duck season. Wabbit season. Wabbit season. Duck season. Fire! Okay, this time you start it. Whatever you say. Wabbit. Duck fire!
Oh, poor Daffy. Bugs always got the better of him. Happy birthday, Bugs Bunny. Generation after generation enjoying his comic genius. It is the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. Also want to note that coming up on this Saturday, I guess it is August 1st, will mark the 34th anniversary of MTV. It really changed the way we looked at music, didn't it?
MTV is capitalist thrill.
Born in
take stupid rock and roll and make idiot little films.
She tells me it's easy when you do it right.
With each new video on MTV, America gets weaker. So, America, keep watching it.
MTV. Some people just don't get it.
Back in the USSR.
We now join America's most popular show, already in progress.
Take five.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady-o. Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million. 150 million people.
From Dinah Washington, TV is a thing this year.
Watch your language, you bud. We're on the air.
Yeah, we are on the air, aren't we? And speaking of being on the air, Sarah Vaughan, too, and who listens to radio? The great Stan Freeberg promotion. Radio TV, still here to stay, for sure, even though we're also in the midst of the interwaves revolution. As I always say, I started out in radio, and I fall into Marconi's great-great-granddaughter's box. Can't get out. Don't want to get out either. Of course, we're honoring the commemoration of the 34th anniversary of MTV, which launched August 1st, 1981. Changed the way we all looked at music and certainly put an imprint on our culture back when it was still playing videos, not reality shows, but that's another story. Kind of interweaves with the story we talked about earlier, but never mind. Anyway, of course, we played a classic MTV commercial, and the song they launched the darn network with, Video Killed the Radio Star, the one-hit wonder from the Buggles. Not really true. As we said, radio is still going strong and has expanded to include Podcastlandia, where we are right now residing. So there you go. MTV, wow, what an era. And we were all so young then, weren't we? Yeah, okay, never mind. I do want to mention, I haven't seen this movie yet, but I hear good things about it. It's called Amy. It is, no, it's not about me. It's the Amy Winehouse documentary about the troubled singer who, oh, tragically died at the young age of 27. And I always envisioned her kind of following in, you know, the tradition of like Sarah Vaughan and Dinah Washington, reinventing herself as she got older as a neoclassic cabaret star, the way like Marian Faithfull has done. Not to be, because she perished way too young. It's a cautionary tale for sure, and I hear it's moving and powerful. It's called Amy, documentary out now. Still, I think, in some movie theaters, probably more likely to get it on DVD and on demand, etc. But just what a talent she had, and unfortunately, she tragically wasted it. Couldn't make it in rehab. No,
they tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back,
classic from the groundbreaking My Aim Is True album, which, hard to believe, came out this month, July of 1977. Wow, really wore the grooves off that one. And my vinyl is not final anymore, as I got a new little stereo system, so I have a new turntable, and I'm revisiting my old albums. Thank you very much. Lots of fun indeed. And Rehab from Amy Winehouse, so sorry her flame flickered out way too soon, but left behind some great music, and that intriguing documentary looks fascinating. Haven't seen it yet. Be on the lookout for Amy. Last minute Twitter comments coming through. Hey, I love it when folks chime in live on Twitter. It's so great and so much fun. Connor says, hey, just caught your podcast. Really enjoying it. Like your style. Well, thank you, Connor. That means so much to me. It really does. Caroline says, I know what you mean about Caitlin, but I'm appreciative of what she does, and if she helps one person, it's worth it. Yeah, I agree. You know what? It may be another bout of comedian courage, but you're right. If it helps somebody, it helps somebody, and there it is. And I do applaud her courage for making the transformation and living her authentic life. Too bad it took her so long, but, you know, it's never too late to go out there and do what you need to do and be who you need to be. I kind of agree with that. Bart says, great show, really enjoy it, looking forward to more. Well, thank you so much, Bart. Hey, thanks so much for chiming in with us in real time. Always appreciate it. Don't forget you can do so all the time at the Twitter feed at AB Writes. You can also follow our producer Trudy Hart at Radio Trudy. Friend me on Facebook, we'll give you updates on the Radio Graffiti update page. Be on the listen for our summer encore series, some more great shows coming up, and our Jukebox Serenade special coming up in a couple of weeks. Your favorite summertime fun songs. You can still put in your request via Twitter at AB Writes with the hashtag Jukebox Serenade or at the website amybetharkowee.com. Not sure of the date yet, but we'll post it on social media. But please get your requests in by August 3rd. Fair enough. August, right around the corner. Hard to believe.
Goodbye, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. We're back tomorrow with another show.
Well, unless we're fired, we'll talk to you then. Goodbye, sweetheart. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
We won't be fired and we won't talk to you tomorrow, but we'll talk to you soon. Hey, thanks going out to the TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth and at headquarters. Always a pleasure having them tag along and work hard for us. Thanks so much for the real-time live tweets. Always appreciate it. And the callers, too. Rare, but we do love it when we get them. Thank you so much. I hope you drive safe, play nice, dream big, grab yourself a tall iced tea or a tall iced coffee, and I hope you can find a summer breeze to enjoy. Take care. We'll talk soon.
The curtains hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night. Little light is shining through the window, lets me know everything's alright.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Makes me feel fine, growing through the jasmine in my mind.
See the paper laying on the sidewalk, a little music from the house next door. So I walked on up to the doorstep, through the screen and across the floor.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
Days of summer, the jasmine's in bloom. July is dressed up and playing her tune. And I come home from a hard day's work, and you're waiting there. I'll care in the world. Jesus, now waiting.
day is through.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
Jasmine in my mind.